Former President John Ajakum Kufuor has again called on political activists to endeavour to organise election campaigns without insult and acrimony. Radio Ghana finds out from some political leaders whether the former president's call is feasible. First is the national chairman of the PNC, Bernard Mona. He commended President Kufuor for the call and asked radio stations to black out people who use insulting language during discussions.
Well, I think it's a simple matter. And first, let me commend President Kufuor for reiterating that elections are issues of the tongue, not issues of the fist, and that we are capable of conducting campaigns without necessarily embarking on a war-mongering spree, to the extent that all of us do know that this nation is full of issues, which issues we can take to the electorate and persuade the electorate to see that we constitute the options to the current administration, that if we conduct ourselves very well, these elections that we go through will not become issues of life and death. I think that it is the posturing of the candidates, it's the posturing of the leadership that incites the lower rank. Leadership is on a campaign of issues. If leadership does not incite, then obviously the followers will have nothing to go out to incite themselves of or excite themselves of. So it is about the personalities who are going into these elections and their pronouncements, and what those pronouncements tend to reflect. So for us in the PNC, as we have done in the past, we are going to concentrate on the issues. I will be able to overcome poverty in our nation. I will be able to ensure economic and social rights. I will be able to generate employment for the citizens of Ghana, which is a major challenge for the issues that confront the people of Ghana. And we do believe that concentrating on these issues will not lead to any violence or any attempt by any group of people. It is only when we go to the first side then we see that our leadership, rather than talk of issues, are engaged in trivialities that tend to excite our membership into some level of fascistic activity. So I agree with President Kufuor that elections are not a call to war. They are issues that we can do with in an ambience of, and we support the call that he has.
Normally, it is the political leaders who come on floor on radio with the insults. This is still going on. How do we curb it?
Radio stations, the media houses have a major role to play. If you identify personalities whose talking trait is to insult, to cast, to concentrate on the periphery rather than substance, simply avoid them. If you don't invite them for your programs, then they realize that they are isolated in society and that their views are repugnant. They will change their attitude. But you see, when you encourage such bellicose pronouncements from political operatives, then they will come on the platform to insult and to say things that are untrue. The second aspect is that it appears that our media is lazy. The media cannot go and investigate anything of their own to point out to those of us who are making the statement that the statement you have made is not supported by the facts. For instance, what is the current debt level of our nation? It's something that is verifiable by the media without any political operative mentioning it. Now, if the media cannot go behind what the politicians say to investigate, to come out to say that, look, the evidence as we gather from sources like this suggests an opposite view of the statements that have been made by politicians, then you realize that anybody can just get up and concoct any story and come and say, and once you say it, that will gain currency. So the media should also do some good by doing some investigations of the work that has been published out there.
Bernard Mona is the national chairman of the PNC. The deputy general secretary of the NDC, Kokou Anyidoho, also commended President Kufuor for his statement call. He said it is possible that this year's campaign is conducted without insult, and that is exactly what the NDC has been doing and will continue to do.
It's possible for individuals to control themselves if they so wish. In like manner, it's possible for individuals to let themselves loose if they so wish. But it all borders on leadership. And I think what President Kufuor is doing as a senior statesman is to lead that campaign. It's incumbent on the leadership of political parties to hold on to that rope and lead by example. But where you have leadership themselves talking out of turn and being unable to rein in their lieutenants and close associates, then it makes mockery of what President Kufuor is saying. But otherwise, it's good advice, it's solid advice. So it's up to the leadership of the political party, it's up to the various flag bearers to lead by example and exhibit copiously that indeed they do not condone such behavior.
You are one of the deputy general secretaries of the ruling NDC. Is it possible that the NDC and its followers can do this campaign without insults and talk ideas?
From the position of leadership, obviously that is what what we are going to do, and that's what we have been doing. But you and I know that 25, 26 million Ghanaians, you can't control the mindset or the tongue of everybody. But if people go wayward, it's up to leadership to show that they are ready to crack the whip. That is the only way we'll be able to rein in other possible errant supporters. So from the perspective of the NDC, we are ready to do that. In fact, we have been doing that. Our leader, president, party chairman, the general secretary, and those of us in leadership position, I'm sure, without wanting to be the lizard that fell from the oracle tree and praise itself, I guess we can pat ourselves on the back that we are doing our best in that regard and will ensure that we manage ourselves at leadership position and hope that it trickles down.
But Kweku, you have been listening to radio discussions. We have so many radio stations in Ghana today, and some of them go on air with insults. What do you think we can do as a people to those people?
Well, we have state institutions that are supposed to be managing the media landscape. It's up to those institutions to do their work. As a politician, I'm not going to be able to walk into radio stations and crack the whip. And so the state institutions that are mandated to do such work must do that. But where you have politicians owning radio stations and using their radio stations to pour out invectives and vituperations, that's a matter. And we are all in this country. We hear it. We hear it from people. Some of them are parliamentarian. Parliament is not sanctioning. The moral society, that's the Christian society, are not commenting. And so when we allow people like that to run riot, how then do we go back onto the ground and tell the little ones not to do so? So it's a collective responsibility. A collective responsibility.
Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kweku Anyidoho. The former executive director of the CDD, Professor Bafua Jimanjia, said former President Kufuor's call for decorum in political discourse is timely and must be considered by all the political players. Professor Jimanjia also asked journalists to ensure that they operate within the confines of the ethics of the profession, adding that political power is not the end of everything.
The former president's call is just the latest among several calls by many prominent individuals in the country, all indicating the concern that we have for an electoral conduct that could be marred by needless conflicts, violence, or whatever, all because of how politicians and those on the campaign trail tend to use their language. So I think his call is certainly timely. I also like to say that normally elections anywhere in the world tend to elicit passion. If you look at the current campaign in the United States, you can see the ugly side of politics, the ugly side of the struggle for political power in democracy. So in that respect, what we may be experiencing here is not very, very different from these things. But that doesn't mean that is the path we need to tread. I think Ghanaians, we are good people, essentially. We have some sense of decency. That's why, again, it tends to disturb a lot of good-thinking people that our politics tend to degenerate into insults and abuse. So I think we need to find a way to curtail that. You're right that we have a multiplicity of radio stations in the country, and therefore the freedom of speech has been amplified by this number of media outlets. Nonetheless, I think the media itself should find a way to self-regulate. You know, in a democracy with our guaranteed freedom of speech, nobody can talk about curtailing people's right to express themselves. And there can be no law that can stop that. But I think media operators and the producers and the owners, all of them, should find a way to cooperate and use the guidelines that I think the Media Commission has developed. And also the Ghana Journalists Association, I believe, has own code of ethics. So we should seek to live by these kinds of principles so that the campaign can focus essentially on the critical issues that face the nation. There's no doubt that our nation is in crisis as such, but we are facing serious challenges on all fronts, especially the economy. And it's also important to say that the reason why perhaps people get so passionate is that whoever becomes our leader will determine our destiny.